to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and take advantage of their amazing anniversary special.
Try the delicious new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt with rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics. Creamy Caesar sauce and melted provolone for a limited time only at Subway.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
Danny caught us off guard, but I never forget the Hey, it's Monday.
You know what that means? It means that all the weekend frustration over your computer, your tablet, your phone, or you were shopping. Let's say you were shopping for a TV and now you got a headache. You have no idea. 1080, 4K, ultra high definition. How many what is an HDMI input? We get it. We have the guy here who can help you. And I'll bet you the segment won't end without a Windows 10 question. That seems to be, and I'm not an Android guy, but that seems to come up every Monday. Another, bring him on. He's here for you. He is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. Look at those phones. Everybody is frustrated by technology. Hear the numbers. Jose will do a little monologue, and then it's all yours. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, star KTRS. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
I am fantastic, except I know this is not really part of your segment, but I told you guys off the air, for some weird reason, I did not sleep all night. All night. I just looked at the ceiling, and then I would start to drift off and wake back up, look at the clock, 20 minutes to go. Next thing I know, it's 5:30 in the morning. I just got up. So I have had no sleep. If I fall, just fall, collapse, go to sleep, that'll be why. Or if I'm incoherent more than I usually am, just go, hey, Frank, do you know what you just said? Do you realize you just said monkey tree doo-doo bong, but you meant to say first community? You know, that just let me know, because I might not make sense. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. On occasion, I have the same issue where I can't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to a casino.
Oh,
for some reason, being in a casino after a while
not
will
a good
just
idea
put
for
me to sleep.
That does not work with me.
No.
That's another story.
It keeps them awake.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. So, the look at the lines. They're all lit up. What do you have for us?
Google is quietly removing Google Plus as we go. They've taken the integration out from the Play Store. Back in June 2011, Google decided they want to be Facebook without buying Facebook, and they launched Google Plus. They thought they were going to do well. They got 20 million users in the first 3 weeks, and I think Facebook went to a couple billion, and Google has decided that they're going to quietly sort of go away from Google+. In addition to that, Google Chrome, that they're going to release in September, which is release number 53, is going to start blocking Flash player content in favor of HTML5. What Google says is that it's going to help increase the speed of the browser because a good portion of the Flash content loads in the background for all the ad checks and tracking things that other web pages do.
That's one of those things that I get updates for, and I just do it, but I don't know what I'm doing. It's like Adobe.
Yeah, Java. You get an update Java, you get Adobe Flash Player, Shockwave.
Yeah, Flash Player. And that seems to come every 2-3 months.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about it probably into 2017, first part.
Okay.
Flash is going to go, because there's so many vulnerabilities for viruses and malware and people to attack your machine.
So sometimes somebody will send you a video, and you go to play it, and it's a sad-looking little TV. And he's got a turned-down mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. You need to update Flash Player. And then I update it, and then it plays. So I just do it and don't really know what I'm doing. What else, Steve?
Audi is integrating a traffic light timer into select vehicles. They're going to integrate the timer to some of the reels to show drivers how much time is left before the light turns green.
Come on. Really?
This is so that it will relieve the stress of being stuck in traffic.
Oh, come on.
Now, this sounded like a really cool idea, and I was getting ready to go buy a car that had this until I figured out that they quit counting down at about 4 seconds. They won't count to zero to help alleviate drag racing.
How can the car know?
They're going to load a data file from all 300,000 red light camera or stoplights in the United States, and use the GPS, similar to where your GPS knows red light cameras are ahead of you. Have you ever had your GPS tell you a red light camera or what the speed is in your area?
Yeah.
They do that by a data file loaded in the...
Unbelievable.
So they're going to load a data file for stoplights.
Wow, because each light is like timed or something.
Right, they'll get the timing information
and even if they change the timing, it'll be updated.
It'll be updated.
Wow. Like, we can't look at just watch for yellow.
Yeah, I know.
That apparently is too much stress on us.
No, I mean, look, we're getting close to not driving, the self-driving thing.
Self-driving. I don't know how we lived without knowing what the tire pressure was every moment of every day when you're in the car. I don't know how, it's 34 and a half pounds. Well, thank you very much.
I think we used to have to look to see if it looked low.
Right. Or the light on the dashboard that tells you your gas is almost out.
Yeah.
How did you know before? We looked where the needle was.
That's a good one.
And last but not least, happy birthday to the IBM PC. The 5150 was released actually last Friday, 35 years ago. It cost you $1,565 in 1981. It's $4,150 in today's money. Weighed 28 pounds with two floppy drives in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Had 16K of usable memory for the users. Came with two floppy drives that stored.
Hold on. 16K?
16K. You could upgrade it to 256 if you wanted.
Whoa. That is a lot of memory.
The drives stored 160K each on a floppy disk. And your display was a monochrome, two-color. It displayed 25 lines of 80 characters each on a 12-inch screen.
Remember what a big deal it was when they went from that, whatever that big disc was, to the 3-inch?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 5 1/4 to 3.5.
Yeah.
And they were armored. You didn't have to put them in the sleeve anymore.
Yes, plastic casing on them. All right, you want calls?
Yes, please.
Here we go. I need to see that screen, and there it is. That means Bob is up first. Bob, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Bob?
Bob with 1-0.
Yes, it is.
I recognize that voice. How are you,
Bob? All right. Thank you, Frank. Things are good for Bob.
All right.
I got a camera. It's not so good, though. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Fairly seldom used. It's a nice little camera. It's one of those Nikon Coolpix S9500. The back screen doesn't work. It'll take pictures. It's kind of stopped working. Batteries charge, plug into the computer. Are you familiar with this issue? Is there a reset?
I haven't heard of the issue. I'm sure there has to be a sort of factory reset button on it somewhere. Do you have the user's manual came with it?
Yeah, and I didn't see anything about factory reset.
Bob, why do you need a camera? Don't you have a phone?
It takes much better pictures under low light conditions.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I'm going on vacation, and I want to take it with me. You know.
What store did you purchase it from?
I don't know. It's a Costco in Korea.
Costco in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
You may want to.
Yeah, really.
You may want to search the interweb to see if other people are having this issue. Usually, what happens with
is
those?
The interweb the same thing as a dark web?
It's close. It's
no,
just,
don't go there, homie.
No,
it's just to the left of the dark web.
Okay. Interweb.
No, he's kidding. That's what he calls the internet. That's what Jose calls the internet.
Okay.
It's just the internet.
Okay, he also calls malware. So, yeah, okay.
It is malware.
No, it's not.
Here we go.
That's okay, Jose.
Bob with 1-0 is a GIF or GIF?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Oh, okay.
At any rate, I didn't know whether, it's common for these cameras to have that viewfinder go out. And even if I can get it fixed, I'd be willing to, I don't know if something just kind of came unplugged in it or...
Usually the very thin data cable that goes through the hinge is what breaks after a while.
Through the hinge?
Well, through the side mount where they mounted in there.
Okay.
Can I ask what this camera costs? What was a new one cost?
Well, I paid like, $250, $300 for it in 2013, and I love it. It's got a nice...
I know the camera. I have one. But I got to think it's going to cost. I know what Jose's going to say. There's no way anybody's going to touch it for almost what a new one would cost.
You didn't buy any.
Actually, the new ones are really expensive. I kind of looked into that. Like an extended warranty, Dan, is that what
you're saying? Yeah. Did you buy any extended warranty with it?
I did not. No. I don't believe in those.
I don't either. And normally, you shouldn't. Except now.
No, but I know.
Well, you know, I get it. That, you know, occasionally you get burned.
Yeah, I don't ever.
It. But if you never buy them for anything.
You're ahead of the game.
I know somebody that does that will buy an extended warranty, and then after so many years, and even if there's nothing
they
wrong.
They break it on purpose?
No, even if there's nothing wrong, there's something little is going to happen to the camera.
Because they make it happen, yeah.
Yeah, and then they turn it in and get a
new one.
A voucher to go get a brand new camera.
That's called fraud.
Yeah.
I believe. You go to prison for that. Bob, I think the answer is, just what Jose said, you just have to Google it and see if somebody else knows.
Or go buy a new one.
Or get a new one. Except new ones are more expensive.
All right, Dean.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Notice how I headed off what was almost a confrontation about how to pronounce malware, whatever. I shut that down pretty fast. Brian, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Could you speak up, Brian?
Good.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, I called, I think it was last week, about my wireless router. They were trying to get me to buy like a year thing for it. Well, I ended up not doing nothing with it, and I went to my provider and I guess rent it once, $5 a month, and we got it Saturday, but I still are in my house. My wireless is, I mean, it's crap. It doesn't work. It's no good. I don't know if I should just go buy another one.
Where is it located in your house?
It's right in the living, in the great room, which is in the center of the house. Even sitting on the couch in front of it, I mean, it's still slow.
You may want to consider a new one.
Then do you have a recommendation?
Belkin, Netgear.
They're all about the same.
They're all about the same. I traditionally buy the most inexpensive one for the speed rating because they come in 150 megabit, 300 megabit, 450 megabit. You can get them where they have a little antenna. One has three antennas. One looks like a Ginsu chopper thing, and it's got nine antennas all over it. So
I mean, I guess I can go overboard with it. I don't need a really expensive one.
No, I wouldn't think so. How big is your house?
Okay. Oh, just 2,100 square foot or something. It's not big.
I would think any of the inexpensive ones you get should be able to cover that.
Brian, you have a very unusual voice. He sounds like somebody, like a cartoon character or something. You ever done cartoon voices, Brian?
I've never been told that.
Man, you might want to think of it.
I know my wife gives me trouble because when we go through drive-thrus and I order, they always say, "Well, pull around, ma'am."
Oh boy! Oh man, that hurts.
So I never hear the end of that.
That has to hurt. Well, Brian, I hope that helped a little.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go look. Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye. Yeah, that does hurt. When you're a young guy and your voice hasn't changed yet.
Yeah.
And you go, ma'am, is your husband home? Oh, my name is Jimmy. You know, that hurts your feelings. Aaron, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. This is Aaron with two A's.
Oh, I see that.
Hello, Aaron.
And my wife, Candy, sir.
AM
and the PM.
Why aren't you?
I am, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But why do you say that?
What do you got for Jose?
Anyway, I know Frank can answer this because he knows everything about this.
Yeah, Frank's got it.
On my tool bar at the bottom of the screen, I keep losing my volume doohickey thing, you know, where you click on it and it makes the volume go up and down.
Yes.
And I've tried to get it back, and I've even, like, spent an hour trying to get it back. Well, how do I get it back?
Under control panel.
Yes.
Sound. And there's a little checkbox that says show on taskbar.
Okay.
Click the box, and it should return to your taskbar.
You're kidding.
Yeah, he's kidding. Yeah, he just made that up.
Yeah,
little doohickey will show up.
I had lunch with Paul McCartney, too.
Yeah. He's kind of good for that for a second.
That's the exact same thing you would have said, right?
That's right. No, he's telling you the truth here. Give it to him one more time, what to do.
Control panel.
Yeah.
Sound.
Okay.
There's a little checkbox that says show on taskbar.
Uh-huh.
And then you check the box, and it should be there on your taskbar.
Well, thank you, sir. And what about the Samsung Galaxy S7 Active? What do you think? What do you know about phones?
It's a good phone. Are you an Android user already?
I've got an HTC I'm holding right now.
Okay. There isn't anything coming out from the Apple side or the Google side that if you're already an Apple user, there's nothing exciting that's going to make you want to get one of the Androids. The same thing for the Galaxy S7. If you're an Android user, there's nothing coming out from Apple that's going to make you go, oh, I got to have that phone. The 7 is supposedly... It's supposedly shockproof or shatterproof from 5 feet or less on a flat surface. It's supposedly water resistant in 5 feet of water for less than 30 minutes. So I'm kind of clumsy, so I probably should get one because I drop phones on occasion. They get them wet.
I'm real clumsy.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd go taking one scuba diving or mountain climbing with it.
Right. And can I ask one more quick question?
Quickly, yes.
Yes, just a cheap, reasonable, good laptop. What do you suggest?
They're all cheap and reasonable or expensive, depending on what you need. I head to a big box store like Micro Center and set a price point you want to spend and wander around and take a look. If you're looking for cheap, you may actually want a Chromebook versus a laptop, depending on what you want to do with it.
Just the basics, and, you know, no gaming or nothing like that. Just
email, interweb.
Yeah, you know, bank account and, you know, Facebook, crap.
Yeah. I'd go look at a Chromebook.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot. And my wife, Michelle, hi again.
Okay, tell her we said thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Was that his phone? What was that phone you said he should get?
Maybe he'll get that now.
This is Todd. Todd, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Todd, what's up?
Oh, not much. So my lovely bride and I both have matching iPhones.
Yes.
And about a week ago, she forgot her password. Mm. She'd always been using the fingerprint, you know. And so I YouTubed how to, you know, get around that problem. And we reset her phone, went back on up in the cloud and downloaded all of her stuff, you know, pictures and everything, contacts. So now every time my phone rings, her phone rings. Every time her phone rings, my ring.
Wait, hold on. With a call or a text?
Both. Well, no.
Only text.
I solved the problem with the text. Because when I would send her a text, it would come back straight back to me. Hang on a second.
Jose, am I missing? Are you telling me that when somebody calls you, her phone rings?
Yes.
And who's your service provider, Todd?
AT&T.
Yeah, you need to chat with the AT&T folks.
Yeah, that's not even supposed to be possible.
Can she answer the phone call, too?
No, she can't answer the phone call, but...
It's a notification issue.
Oh. Yeah, it shows up on her, on her caller.
You got to put an end to that. You can never have a girlfriend if you don't fix that, man. Get that fixed now.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
I thought he would buy her a separate phone. So the girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true, too.
No, that's what pay phones are for, guys.
That's right.
There you go. No, notifications. Right. He says go into
something with your notifications. Call AT&T. They got good technicians. Chat with them.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. It's a lot of guys wanting to say, my wife.
Yeah, it's never them.
These are households where the women make the husband. Can you imagine that? Make the husband call for them? Yeah, what kind of marriage is that?
Or it's them, and they just want to not admit that they made the mistake.
There you go. Blame it on
the wife
or
my girlfriend's.
You blame it on her, or you blame it on the bossa nova. That's a reference to the 60s. Dan would know what it is. Ella, is that correct?
It's correct. Hi, Jose.
No,
hi,
Ella.
PM.
Oh, thank you, Ella.
Hallelujah. Two questions, quick. First one, on my iPhone, I've got an LG iPhone. Every time I hit Google, which is the main one that you have to use.
Yes.
Two or three bars come up.
Okay.
And one of them says the Olympics, and one shows the microphone, and one shows paste and click.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter. I have done everything I know, and I hit the bar and start typing. No matter what, the first two letters screw it up. So then I got to go to the Xbox and X it out and retype it.
Okay.
Did you say what? One says put on your pasties quick?
No, that cut paste.
Cut and
or
paste.
No, paste clip.
Ah, I guess paste, I misheard.
But there'll be two or three bars that it doesn't matter. I just hit one or any.
What bars? O'Brien's? Did they give you the name of the bars? I'm just kidding. Jose, do you understand what this is about?
Ella, where did you purchase the phone?
AT&T.
From AT&T? An AT&T store?
Yeah.
Take it back to the AT&T store?
Yeah.
Or call and schedule a meeting with one of their technicians and show them what it's doing, and they should be able to fix it for you.
Oh, that's great, because I'll do that. Secondly,
yes.
And I'll ask them, too, I'm trying to get my screen fixed. I understand if you have, what is it, the Mac phone, the opposite of the iPhone? What is that?
The iPhone is from Macintosh. It's from the Apple people. HTC doesn't make iPhones. They make Android phones.
Oh, I have an Android.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Android versus
iPhone.
They're both the same.
No. You have one or the other.
I have an Android.
You have an Android, yes.
If and it's what made, was the if, other?
If,
iPhone.
If it's made by Apple.
I think I have that, too.
Okay.
In the same phone?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
good phone.
No, I really don't know. I was just throwing that one at you.
No. I understand.
Wanted to see what you thought.
You have a great laugh. They call that whiskey laugh, I believe. I like that. I like your laugh.
Ella, what's the second question?
Oh, no, you answered them both.
Okay.
Pasting clip.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Good. Thank you, Ella. Well, it's an interesting set of callers today, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yep. I'll say.
Let's see. And now here's Jose with his email address in case you didn't get through.
Frank, that's going to be techquestions@ktrs.com.
All right. I'll give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose. Now, do you still want to come back next Monday?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. He'll be back next Monday. And then he will also, again, be brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window. I assume we're going to check traffic.
Yes.
Is Tim, can I do the honors?
Yes, you can. And
now,
he's airborne,
my
too.
Favorite, I don't want to hurt any other guy's feelings, but my favorite traffic reporter is here with traffic, Tim Weiland. Tim?
I'm honored you wanted to do the honor. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, you know, we just flew over Highway 55 at Rebus Barracks, and this is the first time I've seen it. There is no more construction going on there. All lanes are open in both directions, so no more delays on 55 that go from River to Perry. You're looking well. That accident that was on southbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 55, that has been cleared, so you're running well there. You do have some slow traffic on southbound 270, though, from about Highway 40 down through the Clayton Road overpass, Manchester, before it opens up. Downtown was just a little bit busy. That was approaching the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. Westbound 40, though, you're stacking up right at Kings Highway. And this report brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. You do so much to keep your child safe, but are you using the right car seat for your child? Go to safercar.gov/the right seat. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. And when John finishes, either he's talking with John Landoff on personal stuff, or he... Now, you guys done?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was...
I had to give them time. Dan likes to chat with people before he puts them on hold, and then he turns them over to us, as he has done with this guy. Would you please welcome John Landoff, everybody. John, how are you?
Great. Absolutely fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's an odd day. It's something happened that's never happened before. I went the entire night and never went to sleep. I just was lying in bed, staring and thinking, and the next thing you know, it's morning. I just got up and had any sleep. So I'm, and any minute I'll become incoherent. I don't know what happened there. It's weird. Other than that, I'm fine.
So you didn't sleep a wink?
Like 20 minutes in little 5-minute bursts. I'd look at the clock and it would say 1:20 and then, oh, 1:27. You know, it was just strange. All night.
Unbelievable.
I know. It is.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what that means. Probably nothing. How are you?
I'm great. Say hi to one of our rock stars, Mr. David Moore, finance executive, finance manager extraordinaire, and an unbelievable tennis player.
There you go. I know, David.
You got it.
Hi, David.
Dan, how do you... Well, thank you. Hello, David. How do you know David?
I know David because he did the financing for my daughter's car and the financing for my car.
Well, there you go. That would make sense.
How about that?
And he's a heck of a tennis player.
Now, how do you know that?
Because we talk tennis. We've talked tennis before, and he's from what he tells me, he's really, really good.
Now, David, does anybody back this up, or do you just tell people you're a great tennis player?
He's ranked in the state of Missouri.
He's ranked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ranked
yeah.
What? What's your ranking, David?
15.
15 out of 16?
112.
out of 112. Wow.
Oh, I got no sleep last night, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe there's something on your mind. Maybe there's something that's bothering you. I mean, I would say that...
Some guilt?
You know, through this or something that obviously you've done.
You know, now that you mentioned it, yes, a voice kept saying to me in my sleep, I can't believe you paid full sticker for that Corvette. Now that you mentioned, I did.
Is that Richard Nixon?
Yes, it was. I kept hearing that.
Let me help you. That's a voice that you'll never hear because you didn't pay for it.
Yes, I did. I have the paperwork. Yes. I have the sticker and I have the paperwork. Yes.
Okay, you know what? Next time we get together.
But I don't mind that I did. I told the voice. No, I told the voice. I was awake.
We'll go over the paperwork. No. I want me there. No, I want my wife there to get the numbers, and she'll look at me like, oh, are you crazy?
Well, hang on. She's right here. Hey, Mimi, he wants you to do the paperwork over when you're finished here. So I told the voice, because I was awake, I said, go away, oh, negative voice. I don't care if I paid sticker. He pays sticker for his commercial, so go away. And the voice went away. And the voice went away. Let's get back to David. So, David, did you ever play, well, I guess you do play competitive tennis, but did you play for, like, college, or were you a pro or a teacher or anything?
I played basketball instead, but I am going to a tournament on Wednesday in Oklahoma.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck, man. That's right. He's going on vacation, and while he's on vacation, he'll be running around a tennis court, you know? Working out. Also, very, very proud to say that how long has it been since you had a cigarette?
2 years.
How about that, man?
Well, you know what's interesting? Nice. I haven't had a cigarette in 2 years either.
Wow.
Wait, I've never had one. Really? Well, I've had a cigarette, but I never smoked. Congratulations. Did you quit? Did you quit just cold turkey?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how my dad did it, and my wife's dad both did that. And they were longtime smokers. They just one day said, you know what? That's it. Dan, you haven't done that yet, have you?
No, I have not.
We got to get Dan. David, we have to get Dan to stop smoking. Yeah. Look at Peon. Peon, you quit.
Stop smoking.
Peon quit smoking. Look at him, how healthy he looks.
Yes.
Look at his skin tone.
You look so healthy.
Oh, thanks. Boy.
And look at Dan.
Yeah.
Smoker.
Dan, if you quit smoking, you'd look greater.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks, God.
Notice how he saved it and said greater.
Thanks, yeah.
So, David, maybe Dan could be your project. You get him to stop smoking.
20 push-ups every time you want one. That works out really well.
What?
Oh, man, I'd have to keep smoking.
That's crazy.
I couldn't do 20 push-ups. I'd have to just keep
smoking. How many push-ups do you think you can do, Frank?
Two.
Yeah, maybe three or four.
I
know, like four, because I lost 30 pounds. Four.
Yeah.
Now I could do four. Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on who's under me.
All right,
wait a minute, nobody's supposed to be. What?
Let's talk about some of the great AM and the PM crowd. We had a great weekend. How was your weekend, John? Our weekend was great.
Yeah,
great.
How
Thanks
was it,
asking.
John?
You don't really care. If you were, you would have asked me how my weekend was.
That is not true. Just because somebody does. No, that's not true. Just because somebody.
Sometimes you even kind of check in on a Saturday with a text message. How's business? Not anymore. You've kind of taken me for granted. 12 years, and I'm just a. I'm just an old timer.
Man, there's a song, you take, Merle Haggard, you take me for granted. Wow. You know that song, Dan? You're the band. You no. take
Let's
me
talk
for
about
granted.
Robert McNeil.
All right, let's do
Robert
it.
Robert McNeil purchased a 2016 Silverado 2500. That's a three-quarter ton. Mr. Robert McNeil, longtime AM and the PM listener, thank you very, very much.
Robert McNeil down and thank the Lord for that deal. Yeah.
Let's talk about Andrew Wilburn purchased a 2016 Impala right off the showroom floor. People love when they buy a car off the showroom floor. It is so exciting to see their smile. They're so excited. So Andrew Wilburn, 2016 Chevy Impala right off that showroom floor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
Gary and Denise Triplett bought a pre-owned vehicle.
Triplett? Gary
daughter.
And Denise Triplett?
Triplett.
That's just two people. Make up your mind. Is it Gary and Denise, or is it
Gary and Denise? Denise is Ali Aldo, one of my all-time favorite guys. Passed away a few years ago. Too young, Lou Gehrig's big disease. Ali was a plant manager out of the Union plant and off of Union and GM plant, then out of Wentzville.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, they live out. Moscow Mills, I think, but Ali Allwell, one of the best. I just love that guy. He was he sent so many customers, bought so many cars for me, so many plant employees. But thank you to Gary and Ali's daughter Denise
Triplett. Yeah,
okay, and their daughter Tori.
Thanks to the triplets, we appreciate both the two triplets.
Now you're gonna have to help me with the next name.
Okay,
Jarupa. Cattiller.
That's exactly right.
Jarupa Cattiller.
Yep.
A wonderful young lady.
Jarupa Cattiller is a lady?
Yes.
Then yeah, there goes my Jarupa Cattiller. He's a jolly Cattiller. That doesn't work. Jarupa Cattiller. What did Jarupa?
2016 Chevy Cruze.
Thank you, Jarupa, for that purchase.
Thank you, Jarupa.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know what? You think this, we're not done.
Come
we're
on.
We got Theodore, better known as Teddy, Ted Nance, a new 2016 Silverado, AM and the PM.
Wow.
And,
Teddy.
Stanley Smith, 2016 Equinox.
These are all AM and the PM people.
This weekend.
This is great. This is
unbelievable. You know, and was at an awesome event last night at the NAC downtown, the Kids for Clay, Ronald McDonald House. The stuff that Dan Harbaugh and his group, but this is just a bunch of guys getting together years ago thinking about what else can we do to help raise money for a great charity. You can only do so many golf tournaments, right? One a year. And we thought about sporting clays. And we used to go out to Nilo Farm, it's a beautiful complex owned by Olin, manufacturer of Winchester products, and now was at Strava Albin out in the Wright City. But had a dinner, charity event, and an auction, and again, a great event. A lot of hunters, a lot of duck hunters and deer hunters, and the place was packed, and just got to meet, and I took my sons and my buddy who was duck hunting partner, Jay Andrews. I used to say he's my blind partner, but you make fun of that. Cause
no, I would never do that. See, you don't even know me.
That's not us.
I would never do that. He's my blind partner is the last thing I would do.
You've got to come duck hunting with me this year. Right?
I don't have to.
Well, no, you don't, but you should.
Say the magic words or I won't pay my bill.
Please.
Cold. And you know Frank likes damp weather.
Dan knows me. I've said many times, what could I do where I could catch pneumonia, where I could get damp and cold? And
yeah, what
it sounds like duck hunting is the answer.
What time do you start in the blind? Usually about 4 or 5 in the morning, right?
No. Only opening day, which will be October 28th.
4:30.
We get up early, and that's before the change of time. So I'm pretty sure opening day it's probably like 6:30 in the morning.
Well,
you get to sleep in.
That means you have to get up to 4:30 or 5. That's great.
I almost forgot about Rich Murray.
Rich Murray.
Another. I think this is his third vehicle. AM and the PM bought a new Equinox. His wife loves it.
I made something up. Way to go, Rich, you son of a gun. Just like that, I made that up.
You interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. No, I'm not.
Okay. No, I'm actually not. I'm actually not sorry.
That's all right. Well, I'm done with this, okay?
Is Dave still in there?
Dave's still in here, and he's laughing away.
Thanks to all the AM and the PM people for the great weekend. We appreciate
it. Thank you, AM and the PM people. We absolutely just love you. They think that you are a great guy, and then, of course, I set them straight.
That's a good one. Wow, is Dave laughing at that?
I do tell him. I tell him what a great guy you are. How much we're out together. I laugh and giggle, and we have a great time together. Mm. Of course, that's because our wives are with us. That's why we have a great time together. Last time you were in my office, you had that great-looking 57 Chevy.
That you didn't notice.
Hama, that I did, too, notice. And I told you the first thing when you got here, I said, you look great. And your response was, no, you don't.
I left the house. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to break out the 57 Chevy shirt. He'll love this. And I get there, and I had to say, what about the shirt?
I said, I said you look great. Mm. What do you want me to do? Fall all over myself? And, you know, I mean, they're like, wow, that shirt's unbelievable, Frank.
I expect you could have said, wow, 57 Chevy's all over that shirt. Way to go. Thanks.
Can I borrow it sometime? Hey, can I borrow that shirt? Could you see me here today more with a 57 Chevy? You know, this has been a shirt worn by Frank Opinion. People would go crazy.
They would.
I mean, we'd dry clean it first, wouldn't we?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
Dry clean it first, would we, before I put it on?
Ah, that'd take the fun out of it. That'd take the intimacy out, the closeness.
Mm-hmm.
They were like brothers. You'd want to wear the shirt just as it came off my back. That's what you want to do.
He'd give you the shirt off his back, yeah. John.
And now we can almost wear the same size shirts. Yeah. We couldn't before.
Right.
I just got an email just came through. Dear Frank, don't you think
314.
It's time?
Who wrote that email?
800-314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com, where we will be here late tonight till 9:30, 10 o'clock. You tell us. Big night tonight. Need to sell a bunch of new Chevys and pre-owned Chevys. So thank you to the AM and the PM crowd, and thank you to you, Frank, and Dan and Ian. Appreciate
John, you're welcome. You are welcome.
All right, kids, have a great night.
All right, we're going to send you some. See you, David.
See you. Thank you.
All right, good luck. Thank you. Good luck at the tournament in Oklahoma. Is that where you said it
was? Yeah.
It was John Londoff. You know where the dealership is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Can I do a little business? Because I want to share an email I got. Now what has happened is MD Health and Wellness, this is the place where I went, and they get all the credit for the 32 pounds now that I lost. I'm about where I want to be. Maybe another 5 pounds would be okay, but it's MD Health and Wellness, and I've had emails from people to say, hey, how'd you lose the weight? What's the name again? And now the people that have gone there are starting to check in, because I've said to some people when I emailed them back, look, if you decide to do this and if it's right for you and the doctors there say that you're a candidate for this, let me know. Well, here's an example. Frank, I thought I would give you an update. I weighed in at MD Health and Wellness this morning, and in 10 days, I have lost 14 pounds.
Wow.
It goes on to say, this is from Rick. He says, it's not as hard as I thought it would be. Thank you for the information on MD Health and Wellness. Well, here's that same information for the rest of you. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. It's on St. Charles Rock Road. There are a few things there they can help you with. Reversal of diabetes. Now, keep in mind, folks, every individual, every human being is different. I cannot tell you whether or not you're a candidate for what they do, whether it's the right fit for you. I don't know how much weight you want to lose. I don't know what type diabetes you have. I don't know. They will. I'm not a doctor. But I will tell you that the three big categories for them are low testosterone, treating that in men over 40, weight loss, the HCG diet, if you want to call it that, and that's actually what it's called, and diabetes reversal. So since I got this email that I read, let's just talk real quickly about the weight loss. I am holding at about 32 pounds. My goal was 30, okay? And I have people email me and say, what did it cost? And I thought, well, I could tell you what it cost. I know what it cost me, and it might cost you that or a little less or a little more. But to tell you is not fair because you use that as a benchmark, and it might be too much, it might be too little. How long were you on the appetite suppressant? Well, I might have been on it 4 weeks longer than you. I could tell you I was on the shots for 4 weeks. And you say, ooh, shots. No, I gave myself a shot. I've never done that in my life. It couldn't have been easier, but only for 4 weeks. And I'm maintaining and I'm holding because in the end, it's what my cardiologist had told me years ago, and I just didn't pay much attention. It's all about calories. The calories in versus calories out. You need to go to their website and see what they do and see if there's something there for you, whether it's the testosterone replacement, whether diabetes reversal or weight loss. The name is MD, as in doctor, MD Health and Wellness. As I said, they're in Bridgeton, and the website's as easy as the name. It's mdhealthwellness.com, but don't worry if you can't remember that, because all you have to do is go to frankopinion.com. Frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and there's a link right to their site. Good luck. I hope they can help you with whichever of those categories you want help in. I think maybe there's a great possibility they can. MD Health and Wellness.
Meep, meep. All right, let's see how traffic looks airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got an accident in North County on eastbound Highway 270 at Lindbergh. It's blocking the left lane, and you're backed up down to about Missouri Bottom. But then you've got another accident. It's off on the shoulder at Washington Elizabeth. So you've got some slow pockets between Lindbergh and Washington Elizabeth. They've just cleared an accident that was on eastbound Highway 40 between Clarkson and Timberlake Manor. All lanes are open now, but you still have a backup that goes back to Chesterfield Parkway West. Then if you're traveling westbound 40, things are slowing. Boyle out through McCausland. Westbound 70, a little slow night at Jennings Station Road. The usual slow down the Earth City Expressway. That goes out through St. Charles Rock Road. This report brought to you by the U.S. Department of Education, Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council. Did you know that just 2 absences per month make students less likely to graduate high school, even if they're excused absences? Find help at absencesaddup.org. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. And if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSCL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value. Labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
How will the presidential election impact your investments and your retirement? Find out how to election-proof your portfolio on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Thank you very much. It is my great pleasure to invite you to Chesterfield Valley, to a building with a copper dome. That's the outside. And inside, stuff you won't see together in any other single store, unless you go to the other Amini's, which is in Kansas City. And I say in the Valley because Amini's is in the Valley. It's down in the Valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
See, they expected me to drag it out, but yeah. I tricked them. I didn't do the extended. What's that called? The run. Yeah. You run the notes.
And you have the runs.
No, that's not it. Amini's, here, let me run down some things. First of all, the greatest patio furniture made in the world. The number one category in sales. Beautiful lighting for your home. Jaffe lighting. The best furniture for other rooms in your house made in the world. Accent pieces. Pinball machines. Arcade games. Shuffleboard. Pool table. Home theater furniture. Get the idea? And area rugs. Gorgeous area rugs. Machine made and handmade. For a few hundred or for thousands, it's all there. The only thing that isn't at Amini's is junk. They will not sell junk in any category. It is worth, look, it's worth going to Chesterfield Valley just to go to Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com, 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.